All right, a pleasure to bring you live music in studio on our radio station, KX93.5. The Astronauts are here about to do an acoustic set for us. Tell us about some upcoming shows, upcoming music, and their newly released singles. So Nick and Allie, Astronauts, whenever you guys are ready, take it away live.
Sorry, my mistake, I got lost and I ran away. Are we living? Are we living? Sweet thing, apple of my eye, something you can't have, so why should I? Are we living? Are we living? Midnight sky, are we living? Are we living? I'm here, you're far away. Can't forget now that you're in space. Are we living? Are we living?
Yeah, you guys.
What's up? Astronauts live in studio on KX93.5. Nick and Allie singing that one. Before we go any further, would you like to kindly introduce the mic-less people in the room?
Yes. My sister privileged. Celeste keeping us on IG. And then, of course, we got Ryan over there.
And right on. Eddie on guitar.
Yeah, let's not Eddie forget Campbell, about Eddie. Yeah. Way to go, dude.
We can't forget about Eddie.
So I'm glad to have you guys. You reached out to us a while ago, and we finally got to have you in studio. There's some new stuff to talk about with your band and some history I want to delve into. But first, that song, which is called Are We Living, a light song about what I gather to be a pretty dang serious subject.
Absolutely.
Yes.
So would you like to share that?
Absolutely. Yeah, that song, and to your point, I mean, it kind of has a positive vibe about it, but yeah. The content's kind of sad. It's about a lot of the school shootings, the Mandalay Bay Route 66 concert.
Right.
Just super, super sad events. And, you know, we thought the tone of the tune was keeping it kind of light, you know, to kind of counter that sad content was a cool idea. And that really just came out naturally when we were in Cotati recording this thing. Just
right.
all the different tones and awesome things we had a chance to mess around with.
Is there a personal connection anybody has to any of those?
No, we're pretty serious people in general.
Clearly, yeah.
A lot of our music is kind of has a heavy undertone to it, even when we try and make it silly and fun.
Yeah, right on. Okay, so Cotati, you just mentioned that keyword. That's your new record that's coming out in June, and it's the name of a place that I had never heard of until now.
Right.
Allie seems to be more informed than you on this, so I'm going to ask her, where is Cotati and what is it and why is it the name of your record?
Totally. Okay, so it's just north of Sonoma, near Marin. It's a little farm town. There's an awesome studio there called Prairie Sun. We went up there just after the fires in Santa Rosa.
Okay.
We just rented out the studio in a house on the property for like 8 days. And Nico and Eddie and I had all the songs written ahead of time. And we flew out an engineer from New York, drummer from Hawaii. And we just messed around and we had a pretty clear idea of like how we wanted to produce the songs going into it. But it went a little bit different direction than we had originally anticipated it.
Okay. And what direction was that by the end?
It's kind of like a bunch of different styles, and we had anticipated it being way more cohesive.
Mm-hmm.
But we really liked that everything had its own tone to it.
Definitely.
Was it just a coincidence that you were there right after the fires, or was that kind of intentional?
Well, it was a coincidence.
Yeah. Honestly, it was just a total coincidence. Yeah. We found the place, and man, they just an amazing. Cotati is like, it was like Disneyland. When we got there, there's animals everywhere that were just all best friends.
Yeah.
it was really like a goat.
You were in Bambi, basically.
pretty much.
It was amazing. These animals just all loved each other.
Wow. Yeah. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Totally.
Cool. Well, that record will be out in July, you guys mentioned, called Cotati. And you have a couple new singles. The latest one is Settle Down that just came out last week that indeed we're playing on our station.
Totally.
And the new one is El Dorado out next week.
Next Friday.
We're not hearing either of those today, but we trust people will do their due diligence.
They have to listen to this radio station.
Exactly. It's the only way to hear it. So again, Nick and Allie from the band The Astronauts. So you guys have an Orange County history.
Totally.
And from what I understand, you like played music together through your whole adolescence and college and are now in a band together. It seems pretty rare.
Totally.
So tell us that story.
Nick and I grew up on basically the same street, like parallel streets that were maybe 10 feet apart from each other.
And where was that?
In Yorba Linda.
Okay.
And then we went to middle school. We played in jazz band together. Continued being neighbors. His sister Celeste was in the same grade as my brother. And then I went to high school at OSHA with Eddie.
Okay.
And the three of us went to college at Berklee College of Music in
Boston.
Wow,
yeah.
And then we're all like working musicians, so...
Right on.
Were
you in the band together at Berklee as well?
No. That's surprising. We didn't really cross paths there. We did,
but I don't remember. Apparently.
Yeah, Allie doesn't remember too much. It was.
Oh, I see.
Yes. We all kind of had different paths at Berklee. When we came back, it's kind of when we all kind of connected.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool. It makes for a pretty long-running friend story that you guys are in a band together.
Definitely. I think it comes out in the music, too. It's comfortable playing with these guys. And
right.
It's just a blast.
What does everybody's parents think?
Oh, they're fine. Yeah.
Parents super supportive.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, I do want to hear another song. I want to talk to you guys a little more, but let's get to another tune. The next one you're going to do is Malibu.
Totally.
This one has Allie singing lead.
Yes.
Do you want to tell us a little bit about it before you launch into it?
It's about surfing.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Whenever you guys are ready, The Astronauts are live in studio on KX93.5.
Driving around, I'm upside down. Don't know what I did. Oh, oh, oh. Caught your last glance, thought we could dance. But you're on the down and out. Oh, and my friends can't stand you. Not many people do. There's nothing to do in Malibu. Ooh. Ooh. Sitting in the bay, catching some waves. Not your big break.
Oh, whoa.
We're on your team till you short us. You're just another bad dream. And my friends can't stand you. Not many people do. I've been thinking about you. Don't you know it's true? Ooh, ooh. Send my world into typhoon. Don't you know it's true? Ooh, ooh. And now there's nothing to do. Nothing to do,
Yeah, you guys, right on. The Astronauts are live in studio, live in acoustic right now on KX93.5. They've got a couple shows coming up we want to tell you about next month, May 6th at Gold Diggers, and then May 31st at El Cid, and hopefully you'll do a hometown show in Orange County one of these days as well.
And somebody invites
us. It would be wonderful.
Oh, you need to be invited. Okay, I understand. And then the new record we've talked about is called Cotati. That comes out in July. We just heard the song Malibu. Which indeed a surfy vibe, and like you said, exploring different stylistic choices. Definitely. on this record.
Definitely. Totally,
I guess being classically and musically trained can kind of open you up to a lot of different things.
Sure, absolutely. Yeah.
Was it difficult to be at Berklee with how much talent there is, and maybe at moments you're like, wait a second, like why am I doing this?
No doubt, you get there and it's, you know, you think you're a big fish, and then you show up and there's a lot of
bigger fish.
Cats playing, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Probably OSHA too, right?
Like,
yeah. Or did you feel like you were better than everybody else?
There's just not that many of us at OSHA.
It's healthy though. That's a healthy thing.
It was me and Eddie.
Right, just you and Eddie.
Yeah.
Right on. Okay, I want to ask you about the spelling of the band name, the Astronauts, spelled N-O-T at the end.
That's
so right. What does that mean? What's the pun?
Well, it's the there's another band named The Astronauts.
Well, there's the obvious answer.
And you know, if I could be something besides a musician, I'd probably want to be an astronaut, but I'm
sure.
Not. So, you know, not an astronaut.
Sounds like Nick came up with the band name.
He did, and I was like, that's dope.
You're in. How do the other astronauts feel about you? Have they reached out?
I think they're dead.
I think they've passed away.
I think they're dead.
Yeah, but just out of respect.
Which
you know?
Is ironic. That's good. I'm glad.
I don't know that for sure. I hope they're still there.
They're probably listening right now.
I hope so.
If they're not, in fact, dead.
They probably live in Laguna Beach.
Where do you want people to go to find more about you, download your music, all that sort of stuff?
Sure. Yeah, they can check out our Instagram. It's The Astronauts Band, spelled Astronauts Band. That's our Instagram.
And that's B-A-N-D.
Yeah. They can go to our website, theastronauts.com.
Twitter, we are astronauts.
Cool.
Yeah.
Right on, you guys. Anything else you want to add before we...
We made it through without swearing.
Yeah, I'm
we
very
did.
Impressed.
Yeah.
The sign's right in front of
Nick. That sign, man. I'm telling you, I need that in my life everywhere.
You can borrow it for today. Awesome, guys. Well, I'm glad you got to come hang at the beach. Your husky's in the car. I think it was a husky.
Don't say that on the radio. Oh. We gotta go. Yeah,
the husky is playing in our yard, is what I meant to say. All right, astronauts, thank you guys. We'll see you soon.